Well, verse two, I went to a warmer sound on the guitar. So that's my neck pickup. We're going to play the first four measures. And remember, this section's a little asymmetrical. We have three G chords and then just one C. But here's what we will have. And that's it for those four measures. So I'm picking up with my third string, fourth fret with finger two. This will actually hit before the downbeat. One, two, three, four. And then I'm sliding so that I'm on the seventh fret when I'm on the downbeat. Now to get this in context, I'm going to come out of that previous chorus where we had the... One, two, three. So you can hear I'm coming in on that measure that actually is part of the verse. And we call this a pickup note because it's right before the beginning of the measure. So this is my third string, fourth fret, finger two. Hit it, then slide it up to the seventh fret. Keep it down because then with finger three, I want you to play the first string, seventh fret. And then I want you to play the first string, fifth fret with finger one. You should still have finger two down. Now, this is important. This is where you get that kind of tied over effect. So you can hear that D is still ringing out on that third string. Keep it down. Give me the second string, eighth fret, with whatever finger works for you while keeping the second finger down. Then what we do is play the third string again. So here's what we have. Now notice that I kept down that second string, eighth fret as well. So when you get done, you have all of these notes down. Then what we'll have is this. So it starts out the same way. There's that third string, fourth fret, sliding up to the seventh. Keep it down. First string, seventh. First string, fifth. Second string, eighth. Then I go to this. And this is a hammer-on. The way I'm doing this is finger one is holding down the first two strings, third fret. I'm going to hit those two strings together, and then while keeping that finger down, hammer on your third finger to the second string, fifth fret. Do not strike the string again. We're emulating a pedal steel guitar here. So here's what we have so far. Okay, let's move on and take a look at the next phrase.